to the Info Warrior Live, March 28th, 2010. I am Jason Burmis, your host. And although Alex Jones was not live today, I want to discuss his appearance, or rather non-appearance, on CNN's Anderson Cooper. Now, a lot of people thought they were going to be seeing him on Friday evening. It was either Friday or Thursday. I'm not quite sure. But they called this office. They talked to Jones, and I talked to Jones earlier today. He's going to be having a full report about this tomorrow. And when they approached him, they said, yes, this is about you. We're going to be asking you if any of this violence is your fault and why certain congressmen, senators are now coming on your show. God forbid they go on the Alex Jones show. And again, that's another tool to divide us all into this left-right paradigm where if you're a Democrat, you're not supposed to go on the Alex Jones show if the Democrats are in office. And if you're a Republican, you're not supposed to go on the Alex Jones show if the Republicans are in office. But we shatter that paradigm. We are pro-Constitution. We're pro-Bill of Rights. We are pro-liberty, pro-individuality. We're against the collectivist system that is being imposed on us more and more each day. So we're going to play some of that coming up in the next segment. And a lot of people are asking, well, what were they asking you, Alex? And he said that they were asking him loaded questions about whether he was at fault, whether he was violent, whether he was in fact calling for violence, whether in fact he had called for violence in the past. And if you've seen it, he talks about how CNN promoted the WMD lie. You see, CNN is no better than Fox News, is no better than MSNBC, is no better than CBS. It's no better than any of them. They keep you in these little paradigms. Either you're a leftist and you watch CNN and you approve of what Bill Clinton did when he was in office, and you're pro-Obama and you know it's rocky right now, but things are going to get better. Or you're watching Fox News and you were pro-war when the Bush administration was in, but now you're against the Barack Obama administration, even though he's continuing these wars of aggressions. They give you the talking points that you want to hear, that you've been prepped for, that you've been preconditioned to receive, so that they can get you to say, oh, Olbermann's bad or O'Reilly's bad. No, they're both bad. Neither is really better than the other. It really is like a WWE wrestling match when Olbermann will expose all the evils of the government during the Bush administration. But when Eric Holder and Barack Obama continue it, he doesn't say a word. He doesn't say a word. And I encourage you to check out the entire 15 minutes because Jones gets some really good jabs in at the very end on Anderson Cooper, and CNN even talks about Building 7 and asks them why that they reported over an hour beforehand. They took the Reuters, basically went out on a Reuters news wire a little bit early, and all of a sudden CNN and the BBC actually picked that up. It's in my film Fabled Enemies, if you haven't seen. It's also in Loose Change Final Cut, and you can get all both those films right now with my new film, Invisible Empire, that drops April 15th. Just went over the check desk yesterday. Yes, we will be shipping them out on time. You get all three of my movies, all three, for $34.95. That's less than $40 for 6+ hours of info bombs, of real truth, of the information that is vital to saving this republic. We're going to come back. We're going to play behind the scenes Alex Jones on CNN. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Jason Burmess, and let me set this clip up again. Alex was approached by CNN to come on in a 10 or 15 minute interview where they would then cut that down to about 30 seconds, maybe 60 seconds of sound bites. Now, he went there because if he didn't go, then he would say, oh, he declined the opportunity to defend himself. And they didn't air anything. Maybe they'll air it in a future piece. But in my opinion, Jones owned them so handily, it would be hard for them to splice together 30 seconds that would suit their needs. So let's go to the clip. This is what CNN did not want you to see.
You're my friend from CNN. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys, can we skip over his intro to this?
Warriors on the 26th day of
let's just get to him at CNN. I'm sorry, I didn't make that clear. That's my bad. There's like a 1.5 minute intro in there, but let's just get to the questions. And again, you won't be able to hear the questions, but from talking to Alex, they were asking him, are you causing this? You know, are these people coming on your show really discrediting themselves? Just attacking this. And they even used the term hatriot movement. And he said, what? Hatriot movement? Yeah, you hate the government. Now it's the hatriot movement. Now people who question the authorities, who question the government, who question the illegitimacy of the IMF and World Bank are now hatriots. So let's go to the videotape of Jones on CNN.
Well, we have the large central banks in Bloomberg calling for taking the population's pension funds and 401ks and investing it to prop up the derivatives bubble. That's what's generating the anger. I am personally angry, and so is the American people. I mean, 98% in many polls were against the banker bailout of 2008. So the corrupt system is stirring up anger. That's like saying, are you angry at Hitler in 1939 Germany because you're an angry person? No, I'm angry at Hitler because Hitler was bad. And so the system is manifestly corrupt, looting and robbing the people. They're ignoring the will of the American people. They're violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And so anyone who is a constitutionalist is upset, just like our founding fathers were upset. And so, you know, our military marches off and kills 1 million people in Iraq, and that's supposedly a good thing. And then Americans raise their voices, and the media acts like it's the end of the world. What's happening here is the mainstream media doesn't control perception anymore. They don't control reality. They're not up on the mountain telling us what we can and can't do. And so there's this, been this attempted demonization of the Tea Party movement and anybody who's criticizing the government, trying to tie them to a few radicals that are out there, and it's just not going to work. The American people see through this, but not just the American people, the people of Iceland, the people of Greece, the people all over the world who are tired of being robbed by the IMF and the World Bank and the private Federal Reserve. And so I am angry. I am angry, and so is the population, and we're rightfully angry. I have a lot of the same concerns as the, quote, Tea Party movement. But the Tea Party movement itself is very, very diverse. There's libertarians, there's classical liberals, there's conservatives. There's a lot of people that make up what you call the Tea Party movement. Then you have the attempt by the Republican Party to try to take over the Tea Party movement. So really, the Tea Party movement's a very, very diverse group. Well, let's be clear. I'm not like CNN and Fox promoting imaginary made-up WMDs in Iraq so that our military could go kill a million innocent Iraqis. So, no, I don't advocate for violence like the New York Times and CNN. I want to make that clear. I do believe in working through the courts, but also through the states, to have them nullify these federal laws on highways and on schools and on every issue and on medical issues. The federal government more and more is taking over the states. So I advocate the 9th and 10th Amendment powers of the state nullifying these unconstitutional federal laws. And I support getting rid of the 17th Amendment and bringing our senators back to the state level so they're controlled by the elected legislature. I don't advocate shock and awe like CNN did, okay? I don't have the blood of a million dead people on my hands. I'm not a fake liberal who poses like they're against war, if that's your question. I didn't kill a million Iraqis like those of you at CNN who push the lies. I'm not a murderer. I think the rhetoric of the mainstream media lying about WMDs has caused a lot of the loss of trust. I think that the banker bailout, they claimed the $784 billion was to unfreeze mortgages, and the next day they said, we're not going to tell you where the money's going, we're not spending it on that. I think that's what's to blame for the rhetoric, and I also know that most of these threats on congressmen and attacks on offices are staged. Here's the Denver Post from 08. Obama workers arrested attacking their own facility in a staged event to get sympathy. So, and I also think the mainstream media promoting the few attacks that have happened and hyping it are going to cause mentally ill, lone nuts to engage in more. And that's why the congressman who reportedly got his office shot up is now telling the media to stop hyping this. But the media knows exactly what it's doing. It's hoping a bunch of lone nuts hearing you talk about this 24/7 go out and commit more acts so that you can try to discredit the American people that are exposing the unconstitutional, out-of-control tyranny going on in Congress. But no, I think most of it's staged, just like all the campuses where they get caught painting fake swastikas up. This is all political warfare to demonize opposition to big government and tyranny. No, but that's a loaded question. It's like, well, let me ask CNN, have you ever advocated violence? And yes, we know you have. I have said that if they're loading people on FEMA trucks to take us to death camps, and they have legislation in Congress to allow the arrest of U.S. citizens, the Belligerent Act, that Americans have a right to defend themselves, just like Germans have a right to defend themselves from Hitler. But I am against offensive action because we're winning peaceably and politically. The country is waking up. I have always spoken out against violence, and the last 3 months, I have predicted that the establishment would stage fake attacks against itself as a pretext to demonize their opposition. You guys can't change the subject off of this health care bill and the fact that it doesn't cover children with pre-existing conditions, that members of Congress and of the executive branch have been selectively made to not be part of the program and to be exempt, or the fact that it cuts Medicare and Medicaid and that the insurance companies wrote the bill. That's the big dirty secret, is the insurance companies actually wrote much of this bill, and that's why their stock's way up right now. And they are the ones that advocate the political violence, the tasering, the naked body scanners, the pushing the American people, trying to break our will and turn us into slaves like the people of communist Russia or Nazi Germany. And so it's the system squeezing and squeezing and squeezing the American people that is pushing some of the American people into acts of desperation. But I tell those people watching, do not do that. Be like Mahatma Gandhi, be the change you want to see in the world, be nonviolent like Martin Luther King, and we are going to overturn the despotic system that is in this country. We are going to take it back, no matter how many staged terror attacks the government carries out, like Oklahoma City and 9/11. You will never stop the truth, and you cannot stop the truth. It is out there, and ideas are bulletproof. Myself or Ron Paul, I mean, I think the New York Times and Newsweek and several other publications got it right when they said that I am basically the prophet of the Tea Party movement. And that's because my ideas of the Constitution influenced the largest spectrum of people represented by the Tea Party. But it goes much deeper than that. So, yes, I think that I'm a good person to interview, but other people are important to interview as well to find out what we really think, what we're really saying. The problem is the media puts it all in little sound bites. I want stability. I want to fix this country. I want to get the out-of-control corporate behavior back in check. But it's not going to happen because these arrogant, hubris-filled politicians and the Fortune 100 know how to manipulate the population and believe they're in total control, and now they've committed everything to this banking world government takeover, and so we're in an emergency situation here.
And that was the first part of Alex Jones behind the scenes over at CNN. You can see the second part over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. That gives you a really good idea of how they kept trying to pigeonhole Alex into talking about violence and why he was responsible for this violence, and really trying to get the mindset out there that you shouldn't be associated with the Tea Parties. You shouldn't be associated with Alex Jones. If you're in Congress or the Senate and you go on the Alex Jones show, you might be dangerous. See, we're dangerous because we talk about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, individual freedom, free humanity, not forcible tyranny. And that's what this latest healthcare bill is. In fact, I was watching CNN headline news earlier today, and they had some serious XM radio show host with some doctor admitting, yes, you will be fined. And they put up the minimum fine. Now, they say by 2014, if you haven't bought insurance, now you can be fined. If they can't just take it out of your paycheck every week, if you're an independent contractor and you don't have your taxes taken out, you're still not going to be able to get around. And they said, well, the first year it'll be around $95 or $100. And then in small print, or 1%. Of your yearly income. So let's say I make $40,000. They're just going to take $400 from me and not provide me with anything. And of course, 2015, 2016, it gets much worse. Now we're going to take your calls, 888-201-2244. If you want to talk about Alex Jones not being aired on CNN, the behind the scene footage, if you want to talk about the latest healthcare bill or anything in the news, I want to move on to this story. This is from WikiLeaks. Now, we know that WikiLeaks recently put out a document that shows that the CIA is talking about the apathy that is needed to keep Germany and France in the war. And they use that same kind of apathetic mentality in the United States to promote their wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and possibly Iran. Really, Pakistan as well. I mean, those drone bombings that are killing hundreds of people a week have to be considered warfare, folks. I realize that we haven't actually went to war for decades. We didn't declare war in Vietnam at all. And we're not going to declare war when it's against the American people, when the drones are in our skies, when they're sending off judge, jury, and executioner missiles to get political dissidents or enemy belligerents. You're not even a combatant. You just have ideas that somebody in the government somewhere deemed as unlawful. The apex of tyranny. So we're going to read this story about WikiLeaks being spied upon for over a decade, and they're sick of it. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Info War with Jason Burmes, taking your calls 888-201-2244. This is over at wikileaks.org, and then it has /spying, because I want you to read the whole thing. We're only going to hit on the very beginning of this article. But when an organization like WikiLeaks or Cryptome is so essential, so important to getting the masses, and it's not even the masses, it's really the educated minority that knows where to look. And then if we're lucky, somebody on the fringe of the mainstream media or someone big in the alternative media will pick up the raw documentation that is shown on WikiLeaks. Over the last few years, WikiLeaks has been the subject of hostile acts by security organizations. In the developing world, these range from the appalling assassination of two related human rights lawyers in Nairobi last March, an armed attack on my compound there in 2007 is still unattributed, but there was an armed attack on his compound as well. Two lawyers killed, armed attack on his compound, to an unsuccessful mass attack by Chinese computers on our servers in Stockholm after we published photos of murders in Tibet. Again, essential to shine the light on the darkness, to show you what the oppressors do not want you to see, to step out of the mainline propaganda that is fed to us, force-fed to us on a daily basis.
In the West, this has ranged from the overt, the head of Germany's Foreign Intelligence Service, the BND, threatening to prosecute us unless we removed a report on CIA activity in Kosovo, to the covert, to an ambush by a James Bond character in a Luxembourg car park, an event that ended with a mere, "we think it would be in your best interest to." Developing world violence aside, we've become used to the level of security service interest in us and have established procedures to ignore that interest. Good! I'm glad WikiLeaks says, you know what, Secret Service? Stay out of it. You know what, CIA? See you later. Goodbye, National Security Agency, because those are the oppressors. Watched Edge of Darkness over the weekend, and I'm going to get into that. And there's a really telling line in there where basically the spook, the person who's responsible for muddying the waters of history, for performing assassinations, to really deciding what happens to individuals caught in extraordinary situations, says, you know, there's a point where anybody becomes an activist. They just see something that's so horrific, that's so terrible, that they can no longer in good conscience stand on the sidelines. And for me, that was finding out the truth about 9/11. As I progressed through 911timeline.net for the very first time less than 6 months after the attack, and I realized that we were lied to on so many levels, I had to step up to the plate. I had to find a way to reach other people, whether that was one person, five people, 10 people, 100, 1,000, or millions with the films I've done. I found a way, and you can too. And WikiLeaks is finding a way of working outside the system. That's why they want to bring in the Cybersecurity Act. That's why they're trying to say that cyberbullying is real. That's why Cass Sunstein and others are putting out white papers saying conspiracy theorists are the dangers to this country. But the increase in surveillance activities this month, in a time when we are barely publishing due to fundraising, are excessives. Some of the new interest is related to a film exposing a U.S. massacre we will release at the National Press Club on April 5th. The spying includes attempted covert following, photographing, filming, and overt detention and questioning of the WikiLeaks volunteer in Iceland on Monday night. I and others, and this was written last week, so about a week and a half ago, I and others were in Iceland to advise Icelandic parliamentaries on the Icelandic Modern Media Initiative, a new package of laws designed to protect investigative journalists and internet services from spying and censorship. As such, the spying has an extra poignancy. Forget about just WikiLeaks. We know everything we do on a computer, everything we do on a cell phone is admittedly tracked, traced, and databased and put through NORUS Insight Systems. Please look it up. NORUS, N-A-U-R-U-S. NORUS Insight Systems. This is old news. This is almost half a decade old news, and it continues under the Barack Obama administration. Just like Barack Obama is in Afghanistan now, shaking hands and buddying up to Hamid Karzai, an Afghani warlord whose brother has been on a CIA payroll for over 8 years and continues to be the lead opium dealer. The lead opium dealer. I got news for you, folks. The world is a stage, and these people are actors. They are actors that are enslaving the rest of us. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear.
All right, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and I'm going to take your calls. 888-201-2244. Let's go to John in Indiana. John, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you heard anything about the Homeland Security raids in Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Illinois.
I've heard about the ones in Michigan. I did not know they extended outside to Ohio and Illinois. I'm not sure what kind of phone you're on. I'm going to hold you over for another second. But we are going to be playing the video clips. There's two mainstream local news accounts of these raids, and I was going to get into that into the second hour, but I have not seen any mainline news reports to saying who they're targeting. In fact, I don't know that they're even targeting militia members at this point. That is the rumor. But from what I've seen, these are just two-minute clips on the net of local news, and like I said, we're going to be playing them. But you're saying that this is happening outside of Michigan and also taking place in Ohio and Indiana?
Well, Fox reported that they made some arrests in Indianapolis and Hammond, Indiana, and Sandusky, Ohio. But it was a Channel 7 local station that had it, and then there was nothing after that this morning. Absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm. And that was a late night news broadcast. And why don't we cue that up? Maybe we'll take another call, and then we're going to play that for you so we can see if we can get to the bottom of this. If anybody has any new information, if there's been anything new posted on some of the mainline sites, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, please send it our way so we can report on it. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, brother.
All right.
Thank you. Was that Alex being interviewed? May I ask just in passing to what I really wanted to ask you about?
Sure.
That clip you just made of him, was he being in it? Was that his response?
Yes.
CNN interviews?
Yeah. The thing was that CNN wouldn't let him hook into the audio jack, and we brought in one of those little flip cameras. They're about the size of a cell phone at this point. They actually take a pretty good picture. Unfortunately, if they're too far away and they're not on a stable ground. They're a little bit shaky, but they're 720p. So they wouldn't let them 3.5 jack in or record it. So really, you're just hearing Jones's responses to it. And we only played the first half of that. There's about another 7 minutes over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
I'm sure y'all probably put together the full version of it as CNN broadcast it before it's all done.
Well, we'll see what happens. Anyway. We'll see if they actually do broadcast it, because I'll be shocked if they broadcast any of it. I mean, you can edit anything into a 30 or 60 second soundbite to kind of manipulate it into the way that you want it to sound. But I think Alex was pretty spot on, and they won't really be able to edit it the way they want. Go ahead, Mark.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they sure got something to hide. It's just like Obama's birth certificate, man. It's, what they got to hide, you know, something they don't want the rest of us to see. Now, why would that be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
I can't imagine.
Jason, you know, have you heard of the term, the 50-state solution?
I have not heard that.
Okay, I'm giving it to you today, then. I'm coining it. I figure if it had been around to any degree, you'd have probably heard of it by now. Mm-hmm. Something you and Alex could use as a name for maybe the 50-state solution party, all with the idea and the firm objective of having all 50 states exercise their constitutional and legal rights to form their own individual state banks, to issue their own individual state currency, which could be on parity with the currency of any other 49 states from any state, and that it could all be spent one state or 50 states from each state, and it could all have the same purpose and much better than what's being provided to us as a mechanism of slavery through the money system. And it even goes on from there. It can get it totally independently. Each state is an autonomous entity legally and physically in its own right. Because if it's not done now, if it's not done to fight this health care bill with it, I don't see any other solution that's going to turn things around. But they may have gone over the line this time, but this is the first issue which is really reaching the whole country, where there's 80% or more of the people in the country are against this health bill. And if you have all 50 state legislators communicating with one another, and in very short order and very quickly as possible, they go to total state autonomy, then that will be the way to beat the whole thing. But if we don't take the health care system down, the health care system is going to overcome all of us relative to what else they've got coming. It'll go on a while, and what they've got coming is going to go on a while. But we may not have another opportunity to actually, with the unity that's against this health care bill, to actually get together with the 50 states in the constitutional way. It's our duty and our right. It's in the Declaration of Independence to reform this government.
Well, we need to do something right now. I absolutely agree with you, and mobilize against this thing, because they're going to be initially doing it incrementally. And remember, it's going to come out of your paycheck, so you're not going to have any say. And the 80%+ of us out there that do work and have all of our taxes taken out before we get that check, it is going to hurt us. However, again, this doesn't go into effect until 2014, so we do have some time. Now, I'm not saying let's sit on our hands and act like we have all the time in the world, but this is a time to be active in something that matters, something that's real. I know there are listeners out there that are obsessed with the fantastic and want to talk about the end of the world coming in 2012. No, we have 3 to 4 years to bring this thing down, to beat this thing, and really try to restructure our constitutional republic out of the fallout of us overturning things like the healthcare bill, like the cybersecurity system that we're putting into place, like the track, trace, and database system that has been around. Forget about warrantless wiretaps, folks. It's everything. But first, we have to make the public aware. I appreciate the call, Mark. We're going to go to Chris in Florida in a moment. But before that, I have an article. It's not in front of me. I've probably got to reprint it. But it's out of Reuters, and it says, oh, look at the banks, JP Morgan, Chase, and others, now owning all of this new stuff. Oh, they have defunct oil companies, and they have small-time banks and small businesses. Whatever will they do with all this? Oh, it was by accident. No, it was a consolidation of power to put the little guy out of business and have the banks take over that infrastructure as well. Chris, go ahead.
Jason, I'm really encouraged to see the new coffee parties launched. It's a great idea, but I'm still trying to teach others about the Tea Party founders, and I myself take it personally when the core values of the Tea Party that are so wholesome are corrupted by the RNC, Palin, Beck, and Dick Armey, Richard Mellenscaife, et cetera. But, then again, I'm upset about what the Southern Poverty Law Center, Southern Depravity Lawless Center is saying about us, calling us the radical right. And it was just brought to my attention this morning in my call to the local community-sponsored station in my area, WMNF, that they said that the SPLC is no longer calling the Tea Parties radical or racist. And I looked up, it says on the SPLC site, the quote, the Tea Parties and similar groups that have sprung up in recent months cannot fairly be considered extremist groups, but they are shot through with rich veins of radical ideas, conspiracy theories, and racism, end quote, the report says.
And Ray, you know how you gotta love how they throw in the two big ones there. Conspiracy theories and racism. Forget about the radicalization. People could argue that our founding fathers were radical for not bowing down to the crown, for demanding taxation with representation, with trying to form a government of checks and balances so that the executive power, which would be considered the king, couldn't get out of control, to have term limits. What radical ideas. But then they throw in conspiracy theory, and now it's all a big spooky Hollywood movie, and no one will look into the claims of racism. They'll just say, oh, some of these people must be Nazis. They must be white nationalists. They must hate Obama because he's black. No, we don't like Obama because he is a puppet. He is somebody that did not even serve a full term as a senator. He is the choice of the elite. He is their spokesman. He's somebody who stands up on a podium and reads off a script and has very little, if nothing, to do with our actual foreign and domestic policy. He just promotes the agenda of the globalists. Appreciate the call, Chris. Let's go to Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Excellent show, as usual.
Thank you.
Alex was brilliant on that CNN clip that you played. It was it gave me goosebumps listening to him, man. I wish we could get that aired on all those mainstream media outlets. But I do have a question. Did you get to meet Ron Avery?
I only met Ron Avery for, I don't know, maybe like 30 or 40 seconds after I filmed Jones over at the DoubleTree event. I actually talked with a different architect and engineer for 9/11 Truth, Derek. So I can't remember his last name. I was originally going to have him on last week, but then the healthcare bill was live on television, so I was forced to nix that. But I think I still may get Derek on in the coming weeks, especially with new information of Building 7 or about Building 7 being released to Cryptome this week. Go ahead, Dave.
Did anyone get to the party at the Silver Eagle that Ron had in celebration of the Texas Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth?
I didn't go to that. I just went to the morning seminar, and like I said, I taped Jones' speech, and then I had to come down here and do some work on promoting my new film and doing some ad cuts for the radio and getting ready for the new trailer we're releasing next week. So I'm not quite sure what went down there, but I did see 200 to 300 people in attendance, and I was there early, and I heard that it only got better. I appreciate the call, Dave. Let's go to Daniel in California. Daniel, you're on the line. 888-201-2244 is the number, folks. What's on your mind, Daniel?
Hey, Jason, I just want to tell you I was watching CNN right now, and it says that they're targeting Christian militias is who they're after.
Okay, so you're telling me that they are now admitting that these raids are going on in more than just Michigan, and they are targeting Christian militias?
Christian militias is who they are targeting. I read it on the bottom of the ticker on CNN about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to throw on the CNN headline news. Any other news whatsoever? They're saying that this is obviously an organized, concerted effort by what, the FBI and ATF?
I believe it's the FBI, it's what it said. And also, something about the healthcare reform. It says that AT&T was charged $1 billion for the healthcare reform. So they're starting to tax companies already.
Well, I'll be shocked if AT&T doesn't cut a sweetheart deal. And I've got to look into that before I say anything. Here we do. Here we got the Detroit News. 7 arrested in FBI raids linked to Christian militia groups. And you know what? Why don't we just go to that local news clip right now from last night? We got that ready, fellas? Let's bring it up. And this is the local news ABC7 clip about what's going down, I guess, right now.
Tonight, a major operation is underway. We're being told that Homeland Security is involved. The Joint Anti-Terrorism Task Force also involved. We're here live at the Washtenaw County Sheriff where they've set up a command center. Multiple arrests have been made. Again, a major operation underway. We do not know, though, at this time who's being targeted, but this is very serious stuff. Tonight, law enforcement agents converge inside the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department. The complex guarded at every entrance by sheriff's deputies. None of them will tell us what's going on inside. But Action News has learned multiple raids are being carried out by the Joint Anti-Terrorism Task Force. One of those raids going on near Adrian. We spoke to a woman who was watching it all unfold.
They just got helicopters out there with spotlights going back and forth. And we've got undercover cops sitting at where each road meets all around the area.
And are police telling you what they're doing, who they're trying to arrest?
No, we stopped and asked one of them, and he had just said that they are doing a bunch of search warrants and have made up some arrests.
Meanwhile, at the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department, heavy equipment has been brought in. You can see here two big satellite trucks and a radio tower. You can also see law enforcement agents gathering and in one case loading a weapon into an SUV. The FBI will not tell us who is being targeted, but we have learned agents have obtained search warrants. And you're looking at a map of Adrian. This is near the area where these raids are taking place. We're told that it's in Sand Creek and Clayton where they have multiple checkpoints set up in the area. So residents are actually being forced to go through those. I talked to another resident just a few minutes ago, and he said that on his scanner he heard six people had been arrested as they had come across the Ohio border. The big question, of course, is who is being arrested, who is being targeted. But a major operation with a lot of heavy equipment down there. Again, we're told Homeland Security and the Joint Terrorism Task Force involved. Tonight, the FBI not telling us anything. Reporting live in Ann Arbor, Tom Wade, Channel 7 Action News.
So the latest out of the Detroit news is seven arrested in FBI raids linked to Christian militia group. And remember, this Christian militia group was what they were targeting over a year ago in the March 2009 leaked documents, the MIAC report out of Missouri. At least seven people, including some from Michigan, have been arrested in raids by an FBI-led joint terrorism task force in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana as part of an investigation into an Adrian-based Christian militia group, a person familiar with the matter says. The suspects are expected to make an initial appearance in the U.S. District Court in Detroit on Monday. On Sunday, a source close to the investigation in Washington, D.C., confirmed that FBI agents were conducting activities in Wachenthaw and Lenawee counties over the weekend in connection to Hootery, a Christian militia group. I hope I'm saying that right. That's H-U-T-A-R-E-E. Detroit FBI Special Agent Sandra Birchtold told the Detroit News the federal warrants in the case are under court seal and declined further comment. That's interesting. So we're not going to actually be able to see the warrants against these people? Well, I'd like to see the warrants. I want to know whether these guys were actually planning to commit a crime or they were part of a lawful militia, which is guaranteed in the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the right to bear arms in an organized militia. Now, I don't know anything about the case. I don't know if they're going to trump up charges. I don't know if they had somebody on the inside, but they almost always have somebody on the inside to set these groups up, not just infiltrate the groups, to try to set up the groups, to try to purvey the violence, to build the bombs in many cases. Oh, that's right. In the World Trade Center case in 1993, Ahmed Salam, the Egyptian army officer who was recruited by our FBI, built the bomb. Oh, he didn't just build the bomb. He built it with FBI and district attorney supervision. He then saw he was being set up, so he started to tape his conversations with his FBI handler, John Antisev. And that, again, is covered in my latest feature, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Please get the film today. Support me. Support my work. Otherwise, I'm not going to be making movies for the rest of my life, folks. And I really do feel that nobody reads anymore. They speak the MTV. So I put out these films so anybody who's from 10 years old to 99 years old can get it in a matter of 2 hours or less. I'm going to say that people's brains are going to click in the first 15, 20 minutes of this film, and the next hour, 50 minutes plus, is just an orgy of evidence that not only a new world order exists, but it is not in our best interest that they do assassinate people, that they do carry out false flag terror events for their own aims, their own goals, to further erode our liberties, our rights, and create a slave class. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it, others don't.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Burmese. We're going to continue to take your calls, 888-201-2244, but I want to cover this article right here. Banks become owners may open restructuring door. Oh, it's so good that the banks own everything now, that they've gone over all of the assets out there and decided to take those of small businesses. Oh, it's so nice that they now own the mom and pop shop infrastructure of this country. It's out of New York Reuters. Banks like J.P. Morgan Chase have found themselves the owners of a wide range of businesses, from distressed oil companies to hotels and newspapers. Oh, what will the banks do with all the new newspapers they own? I wonder. continue to promote their agenda, their propaganda, continue to consolidate power, to try to bring in their tyrannical world government that they've tried to do through their G20 events, through their G8s, through the Copenhagen Climate Change Conference to save the world, through their WHO agenda, level 6 swine flu hoax. I've got that right in front of me. WHO accused of losing public confidence over flu pandemic. Yes, the pandemic that never was. The pandemic that was created by a flu virus that wasn't even swine flu. That's right, folks. It was piggy flu, H5N1. Oh, no, I'm sorry, H1N1. It was bird flu, H5N1. And it was a human flu virus combined. Combined. And now the FDA is recalling the Food and Drug Administration in this country is recalling the majority of the H1N1 vaccinations that we told you not to take under any circumstances. But that's okay. You like mercury. You love squalene. You want the adjuncts in your body. You like to poison yourself. You don't have the self-respect that a normal human being might in not taking an injection of poison. Let's get back to the banks. Kind of get one on a side note there. And that has created an opening for a new breed of restructuring expert like Mark Dalton of the recently formed Halsey Lane Holdings, eager to help lenders turn around their unexpected acquisitions so they can sell them and make money. Oh, the banks are going to make money reselling the businesses that they stole from the people that paid on them for the last 20 to 30 years. How lovely. What a great system we live under. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I recently come across Jesse Woodruff. You know him?
I'm actually going to be doing his show after the release of Invisible Empire. I've seen some of his work, sure.
Okay. I was wondering, you know how he makes this show? You know how he puts the show on the air?
I have no idea. I know he's out of California. I mean, I don't know if he's on any stations out there or what his deal is. I've just seen his little radio studio and his website.
I was thinking about trying to get something like that myself, but anyways,
well, I'll tell you what. I can tell you how I got started in this whole business. I know that I'm in a pretty lavish studio, but that's only really from working with Alex Jones. I've been doing this now since 2005. I started on a small network over a phone line through Revere Radio Network. I went through Skype at times. I did another small network, a Patriot network that's still around out there. Then I was picked up by GCN, where I was doing a two-hour-a-night show, 5 nights a week, again, over a phone line. And then I started subbing for Alex Jones about 2 years ago, last April. So not quite 2 years, but for about the last 2 years, I've been the stand-in sub host. And when I came down here last February to do my film, I also started doing my own show. So there are definitely different avenues out there to start up your own talk radio program and have your voice be heard. But there were nights, and I mean many nights, where, you know, I had 50 or 60 listeners. And now I have, you know, thousands and then thousands watch me on the internet. And really tens of thousands are able to hear my message through this great network, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
You and me will all go down in history with a sad statue of liberty.
top of the second hour of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, live March 28th, 2010. And boy, the month is almost over. We're almost in the fourth month of the year. And before you know it, 2010 will be gone. 2011 will be here. 2012 will be here. 2013 will be here. And will we have fought this illegitimate healthcare bill to its death by then? I hope that the people out there listening to this program can concentrate their efforts on reality, real things that we can win. States' rights, taking over your city council, your PTA, your state senate, your Congress, letting your voice be heard from the rooftops and not getting caught in the ninnying that's out there, in the infighting, in the illusionary extraordinary of, oh no, 2012 is going to end it all, the elite. No, 2012, nothing's happening except for 2012. Okay. And then 2013. But they want people to focus on things like that and Reptoids so they never address the real issues. The fact that we have a tyrannical government consolidating into a super state, a world power known as the New World Order by their own definition. And that's what my new film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, exposes. In the next segment, we're going to play the latest trailer for that, possibly a sneak peek. I may not play a sneak peek this time, but we're going to continue to go to your calls as well. Let's go to Frank in Texas. Frank, you're on the line. Yes, sir. We got Frank? You dump? All right, let's go to Dennis in Colorado. Dennis, you're on the line.
Hey, you're doing Dennis. A great job down there.
All right, thank you.
Hey, as long as these politicians are getting away with making unconstitutional laws, I think the anger in America is just going to continue to get stronger and stronger. There's got to be some kind of penalty to put these guys in jail for doing something like
that. Well, there used to be penalties, but they're always selectively enforced. These people are engaged in criminal activity, kickbacks every day of the week. The only reason that they're in office is to suck off the special interest groups in the military industrial complex that truly runs this country. There are very few congressmen out there that have a speck of respect for your and mine best interests. Ron Paul is one of the very few out there. I used to be encouraged by Dennis Kucinich, but ever since he was able to be co-opted with a simple plane ride with a couple high-level criminals, I am in doubt of his sincerity as well. Appreciate the call, Dennis. Let's jump to Tom in Connecticut. Tom, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, since you've done the movie, Invisible Empire, what would you say your level of understanding is now of the group that you refer to as the Illuminati?
Well, I don't refer to them as the Illuminati. I don't think I've ever done that. I say that this is a world superstructure of elitists from around the globe. I would say that the concentration of power is really in the Bilderberg group. That's far from the elite of the elite. But when you look at their little organizations and their superstructure, you look at organizations such as the Bohemian Grove Club, for instance, that's a group of about 3,000 people. They meet literally a month and a half, 2 months after the Bilderberg meeting. Now, the Bilderberg meeting, even though there's 144 members, there's really only 10 or 15 core members that have been there for the last 50 years. People like Kissinger the last 20 or 30, Rockefeller the last 30 or 40, people like Queen Beatrix the last 40 or 50 with her husband who's now deceased, Prince Bernhard. But those people seem to be interlocked with all these other organizations that do set policy, that do set the rules. So I don't really call them the Illuminati. I think a lot of their goals are similar to what Weishaupt published in 1776 when that group was formed. And that information came out in the late 1700s. And it literally is a blueprint for what we're seeing today. Does that mean it's the modern day Illuminati? I guess if that's what you want to call them, but I call it the power elite. We'll come back to Tom after this and go to Nancy, Matthew, Matt, JJ, and others.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Running to Babylon. Run. All the way to Babylon. Meet you there in Babylon.
My latest film is Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. We're going to play the trailer coming up in just a moment. But did I answer your question, Tom?
That answers one of them. How does the CFR fit into all this?
Well, in the film, the CFR and the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is its sister organization in the UK, is revealed by Carol Quigley to be the Anglo-American establishment. And they, what they did is they set up these little roundtable groups. So the CFR is 4,000 people, and not everybody is at the upper echelons of power. But if you look who are on the board of directors, it is, again, people like David Rockefeller, people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, people like Kissinger. So the main players that are in these consolidated groups of greater power, such as the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, and whatnot, are also in this CFR. And what I do in my CFR section, outside of showing you how Cecil Rhodes set up the Rhodes Trust and then these little secret societies that set up roundtable groups and then front organizations, that's actually in the trailer, they continue to call for global government, global governance, and a new world order. One of the new world order clips that really isn't out on the web and people have not seen is by a fellow named Leslie Gelb, who I believe still chairs the organization. And he was an editor and writer for the New York Times for quite some time. And he's in his interview with Charlie Rose in the early 90s when he's leaving his job as a writer and editor for the New York Times to chair the Council on Foreign Relations. And remember, he's already a CFR member. He's already promoting the CFR's goals and agendas through the media. But then he says,
You know, let's talk about this. This is a job that's going to cap everything I've done in my life. And, you know, we love talking about the New World Order. I talk about it all the time. And again, this New World Order structure is a global government structure with the elite at the top and everybody under the same rule. And if you've seen what's happened in other second and third world countries, tyranny gets out of control when you have authoritative dictator-like leaders, which is the model for this New World Order. I thank you for the call, Tom. Let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Nancy in New York. Nancy, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good.
I want to talk about what happened last year. Was there not an announcement by Obama that he was going to do something with regard to taxes that would allow people to keep more of the money that they earned?
Well, he did say he was going to lower taxes. He said that those earning $250,000 or more may get a slight tax increase. But he said the everyman, they were going to get that tax decrease. I haven't seen it. Have you, Nancy?
Yeah, ones that were making very little and they were adjusting their taxes and what they took out so they could take home more money.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. Let's be honest. With the legislation that's already passed under this administration, including things like the Give Act, and now this health care bill. No, we're going to be double and triple taxed. And they would have liked to even added on their little global tax had they been able to do so with the Copenhagen Climate Treaty. Instead, there is a broader agreement, and they're going to try to implement that through the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is doing anything but protecting the environment and going outside of state, federal, and even international law. So the idea that Obama is going to lower your taxes or get us out of the war is just another sick joke that the establishment played on the masses by putting up a pretty face who spoke well off a teleprompter and promised you the world. Well, I got news for you. When an establishment politician promises you the world, be very wary. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Matt in Missouri. Matt, you're on the line. Yes, sir. We got Matt?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
Yeah, have you seen this latest one on the raids from CNN?
I have not seen the CNN raid. We did just play the local news, ABC7 news clip raid. Is the CNN raid on YouTube yet? Matt? Did we lose him?
And of course, at the end of the article, it says that, quote, the target of the raid was a group called Hurriety, and you can go to their website, it's Hurriety.com, and which proclaims on the web that it's preparing for the end time battles to keep the testimony of Jesus Christ alive. And then it goes on, this is the interesting part, it talks about the FBI here, this guy Lack Lamar, who told the CNN, got one of the group members, apparently, Lack Lamar, who told CNN his own group is aimed at aiding the community in times of emergency. This is another militia group talking
well,
here.
Well, again, you know, from the mainline reports we have out of the Detroit News and others, seven people have been arrested, some from Michigan, some from Ohio, and some from Indiana as part of investigation into the Adrian-based, and that is out of Michigan, Christian militia group, and it is Hootery, Hutaree, and we're going to keep up on that story. Any breaking developments, please call in with those. Let's go to JJ in Texas. JJ, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, how are you doing?
Good.
I just have 4 points quickly. I just wanted to say congratulations on your film. I can't wait to see it, and I can't wait to get it and give it to my family, who always tell me I'm crazy, and just let them watch it. And congratulations on that. And I also wanted to thank you and Alex, like, from the bottom of my heart for, like, reading that entire health care bill and all these, like, horrific bills to find out what's really in it, so we're not, like, listening to these stupid talking points that don't even make sense. And I think it's, y'all are doing just a great job, and I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
And the other thing I wanted to say was this Alex on CNN is just really ironic, because, like, I think it was, and I hope that somehow you could find this, but during the swine flu scare, when Massachusetts first invoked martial law, I was telling my daughter about it. She didn't believe me. She thought I was crazy. And I said, look, she goes, find it on a mainstream news, you know, any mainstream news, and I'll believe it. And I combed through the pages of everything, CNN or whatever. And guess what? I found it. Mm-hmm. I found a clip of Alex, like, being beside himself when they just declared martial law, and he was like, God, I hope it's a drill. I've got that sick feeling and whatever. And it was on Anderson Cooper's website, like, buried in the bottom.
Yeah.
So there's Anderson Cooper listening to Alex.
Well, when you actually listen to what we say, we're reading off mainstream news articles. This is CNN. This is MSNBC. This is Fox News. This is page 22 of the New York Times and the Washington Post. It's just not what the talking heads are feeding you. It's what they're downplaying to progressively get their agendas into place. And speaking of the swine flu, I thank you for the call. WHO accused of losing public confidence over flu pandemic. Loss of credibility could endanger lives, says Vice Chair of Council of Europe's Health Committee. Countries across Europe reacted very differently to the pandemic, and not all mounted high-profile vaccination campaigns, as did the UK. The World Health Organization and other public health bodies have gambled away public confidence by overstating. Forget about the term overstating. How about making up? How about imagining? How about propagating a hoax on the world population? And that hoax was also propagated by your Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama, who literally a month ago, I saw on television saying it's not too late to get your swine flu vaccination. Make sure your kids are vaccinated. And now the FDA on their own website is recalling 3 of the H1N1 vaccines because they don't work and they have mercury in them and they're nothing but they're poison. They are poison. The fact that you would pay to get your children inoculated with poison disgusts me. It sickens me that you would roll over to a school nurse or a principal. Oh, the principal said he had to take the shot. Oh, yes, the principal said he had to take the shot. You know, that reminds me, Robert Wanick, who refused the shot, who has done some great activism, it is being super downplayed in the media, but his principal was forced to resign. I need to get this story. I wish Aaron Dykes was here. His principal resigned this week because it came out that he was actually having Wanick investigated from private investigators entailed. A 16-year-old constitutionalist with the Bill of Rights on his mind is the enemy, the activist, the person that's not apathetic to all this crime, that is willing to be a red-blooded human being. Forget about American. Do you feel the blood pumping in your veins as tyranny crushes you with things like the health care bill, with the Give Act, with continued wars in the Middle East and Afghanistan and Iraq? Do you care? Do you want to break free? Or are you just going to ignore the fact that you're being suffocated and crushed and your bones are breaking?
The state loves me. I don't know what you're talking about, Jason.
The report by Labor MP Paul Flynn, vice chair of the council's health committee, says the loss of credibility could endanger lives. Oh, yes. This decline in the confidence could be risky in the future, says the report seen in The Guardian. So this is really damage control to get you to still believe the lying United Nations, WHO, the World Health Organization. Level 6, we can quarantine homes. We can forcibly inoculate. We can arrest people and detain them without a warrant. And we went over that last year. Many, many times. Type in Burmese swine flu, Info Warrior swine flu, if you want the intricacies of this hoax that is now totally and completely been exposed in the mainstream media in the UK. And now it's time for damage control. On the other side, we're going to play the latest Invisible Empire trailer, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Pre-sales are up today. Get it now. You'll be the first one to get it shipped out. We just went over the check disc yesterday. She's looking great. I'm very proud of this thing. It's my best work ever, folks. I promise you from the bottom of my heart. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to continue to take your calls. John, Scotty, Frank, Pat, Dennis, Matthew, and others. I want to play my trailer for Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. We've got it up for pre-sale. It's my greatest work. It proves beyond a doubt that, yes, the New World Order really does exist. It's not a fairy tale. And no, they do not have your best interests at heart. So check it out. It's Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined. Let's hit the clip.
You know, there is such a thing as insidious influence. Does it involve bribery? And does it involve some sort of psychological domination of individuals?
But what does the New World Order mean for countries like ours?
A New World Order.
No world order that elevates one nation or group of people over another will succeed.
It's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
The whole concept of New World Order is something else. It really says that the state is God.
You take the roots of that organization and you find out that they created in all of the British dependencies what they call round table groups. Then around those little round table groups, they created front groups.
We're getting to two levels of government here. One level of government where we have checks and balances, and a higher level of COG government where the constitutional authorities are not allowed to go.
Back then, it wasn't politically wise to be aligned with what his party's right wing considered a shadow world government.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
This is the third leg of the New World Order.
That's why it's important. The people running this country are determined to destroy it.
For the first time, people will see The Invisible Empire, April 15th, 2010. All right, let's go to some calls. Let's go to John in Ohio. John, you're online.
Oh, hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, good.
Okay, I got about two things. Mm-hmm. I want to say we need a national strike to shut everything down so that they hear our demands.
Well, we know that on April 15th through the 18th, there is a national strike being organized. And I encourage people to get involved and participate with that. But I do also know that I've seen general strikes like this in the past from organizations such as the World Can't Wait. And I've got to tell you, they are a flash in the pan, and I have not seen one be effective yet. Go ahead, John.
Otherwise, they're going to tippy-toe around shutting us down. Okay, I got one more point, but that was a deep one, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't want to see them leapfrogging around from militia to militia shutting us down, you understand?
Yeah.
But we need to get on our knees. We need to fast and pray. Read Isaiah chapter 58, and he will end. You got to give the food to the poor after and as you're fasting and praying.
Mm-hmm. And give, well, I'll say this, John. Poor, I am very much in favor for people to get involved in their local communities and help those that cannot pay their rent, cannot clothe their children, cannot feed themselves. And really treat your neighbors how you would like to be treated, the true golden rule that Christ talked about. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. But I will say that I don't think it's time for us to get on our knees unless it's to pray, because we don't need to be on our knees for these elitists to come and rape us. One of the bands that I've been listening to a lot lately, and I'm a big fan of, and I play here, Dropkick Murphys, they play all these great Irish folk songs, and one of them, Sing Loud, Sing Proud, and it's like, get up off your knees, join together now, power in numbers, we can make a change, we can make a difference. And I like to surround myself with that kind of upbeat, fight the system, not only thoughts and music, but just my surroundings. I'm glad I'm a part of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and that every single day I'm finding separate articles out there that we can expose to the American public that are important, that do matter. Every day we're working on movies that are enlightening tens of thousands and millions of people who then in turn go and take their own action against the system. So now more than ever, folks, it's time to defy the CIA, who is actually counting on you to be apathetic. Let's turn that apathy into action. Let's take on the system. Let's restore the republic. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Coast to coast.
direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Go back to your calls in just a moment. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 888-201-2244. But I want to do a little bit of a news blitz. Special relationship is over, MPs say. Now stop calling us America's poodle. Barack Obama, not sentimental about UK and sharp elbows needed to secure British interests. Oh, yes, Britain and the United States are having a falling out. What a joke! Gordon Brown and Barack Obama are the poster boys for the Anglo-American establishment's New World Order. I have an entire section in Invisible Empire of Gordon Brown calling for a New World Order, calling for a world constitution, Barack Obama saying that no world order should be held above another, that we are in an interconnected world, that working together is not a choice, and these guys are in lockstep on the agenda for an Anglo-American established Eurasian Union in the Middle East. So this is a joke that all of a sudden Britain and the United States are no longer getting along on foreign policy. Britain needs to use sharp elbows in its dealings with Washington because Barack Obama is less sentimental about the historic links between Britain and the United States, a former ambassador to the U.S. has claimed. The warning from Sir David Manning, who was Tony Blair's main foreign policy advisor during the Iraq War before serving as ambassador to Washington, was cited by a Commons Select Committee, which called today for a reassessment of Britain's special relationship with the United States. It's a relationship that has now spanned centuries. Everybody knows that the Anglo-American establishment really in Europe controls the United States through their illegal oligarchical banking systems. Tarpley gets that one spot on. So this is just more propaganda to try to say that there's a difference between Gordon Brown's policy and Barack Obama's policy. No, it's the same. They want a global carbon tax. They want a new world order. They want an empowered United Nations, and they want a dominated Middle Eastern region. Let's continue to go to your calls. Scotty in California. Scotty, you're on the line.
Hey, how's it going, Jason? I love all the work you've done lately.
Thank you, man.
Just wanted to mention one of the more ominous connections between the healthcare bill and the New World Order that someone, a caller on Alex Jones show, also mentioned earlier this week, and that is that the Georgia Guidestones, which, as you know, call for, or the New World Order monument that called for population control, were unveiled on March 22nd, 1980, which is 30 years to the day that the health care bill was passed by Congress.
Well, that is
so
very interesting out there.
There's definitely something ominous going on there. And then also that the March 22nd is the number 322, which is a number of important significance to the globalists. And it's a number that I believe it appears underneath the insignia for Skull and Bones at Yale. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And both the Bush and in the 2004 election, and
yeah, Bush and Kerry
asked about the significance about that of that number, and they will not reveal it. So there's something more sinister going on than just us being having our taxes taken away to enrich them.
Well, let me say this, Scotty. I do agree with you that there's another side to the story. I do try to stick to what I can prove, but I do have both of those interviews with Tim Russert involving John Kerry and George W. Bush being asked about Skull and Bones in Chapter 322. Is the number that you're talking about. Now, let's just go outside of the Georgia Guidestones. This year, there was a secret meeting by David Rockefeller, George Soros, Ted Turner, Bloomberg, Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, and Warren Buffett, in which they were talking about population control. This was actually reported on in the Times Online, again, in the European press, in one article on the back page. And then in this country, they were portrayed as superheroes. Yes, they're the super rich friends. You get to see David Rockefeller's head pasted on The Flash, and Oprah Winfrey is now Wonder Woman. They're here to save the world. Oh, wait a minute. They're talking about population control. Why are we portraying people talking about population control, which is for you and me and not them and theirs? Why are we actually worshiping them as though they are superheroes? It's a sick joke. I have quotes from Ted Turner in the film where he says, oh, 350 million sounds like a good number. In recent interviews with people like We Are Change caught up with them last year. And they said, oh, he said, no, 350 million, that's not me. I go by the UN's numbers. After all, he is the chairman of the United Nations Foundation. He is as UN as it gets, as globalist as it gets. The guy who founded and created CNN, who was found to have CIA operatives embedded in 2000. Then they said they were interns and everything's okay. And we had to act like everything was okay. Anyway, this guy has said he goes by the UN numbers of 2 to 3 billion. Oh, thank you, Lord Turner. 2 to 3 billion. You'll allow 2 to 3 billion of us to live on the planet? Oh, there's only 6.5 billion now. So what you're telling me is that half to two thirds of the population needs to take a bullet in the head. So Ted, I have more acreage than anybody else on the planet. Turner can feel comfortable and feel that he's saved Mother Earth. Well, let's start with you and yours then, Ted. Let's go to Frank in Texas. Frank, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, thanks.
You got it.
I just want to say, first of all, thanks for everything you're doing. You're a true patriot through and through, for sure.
Thank you.
And what you said earlier about buying your guys' stuff, everybody, you got to do that. I spent thousands of dollars in disc alone getting your guys' movies out.
And explain that. That's not you giving us thousands of dollars, because that's not how we roll. We literally ask you to get one $20 DVD, then go spend $30 at a store. You get a hundred stack of discs. And if you know what you're doing, if you have a neighbor, if you bought a computer in the last 5 years, you too can make that 100 stack of blank DVDs ammo in the info war with one $20 DVD, one $30 purchase of a stack, and the computer you already own. You can make a difference in literally hundreds of lives by handing out 100 discs. Because not just one person is going to watch that. Their boyfriend's going to watch it. Their girlfriend's going to watch it. Their kid's going to watch it. Their cousin's going to watch it. And it has an impact on them. They pass that disc on. That's why it's so important. Go ahead, Frank.
You got to understand, that's all you guys do. That's what you do for a living. So forget about, you know, if it's money this, money that. Do it. We need it. But the reason I called, seems to me I own a business. I've owned several of them. I might start another one. Mm-hmm. We can stop these guys. It might take time. It's a long-term thing. Mm-hmm. I don't see any way it fails. The businesses are collecting the taxes for the government. If we can get them all together and stop doing that, they're done. It stops them dead.
Well, I think what we do need to do is get a coalition of small businesses that refuse to implement these taxes and pay these taxes. And yes, maybe we do have a fighting shot. But remember, with the passage of this health care bill, they just employed 16 to 20,000 more of their new IRS thugs to go after those that don't implement these new taxes. The IRS is literally the mafioso wing that comes into your home with the baseball bat and says, pay up or we're going to cap your knees.
Thugs. One last thing real quick, please.
Yes.
One that you can do locally, and it works, and I've been doing it. People are interested in it. David Bloom, he does Alcohol Can Be a Gas. Get that book. Do what he says in there. What an impact that will have if everybody would just do that right there.
All right. Thank you for the call, Frank. Let's go to Dennis in Colorado. Dennis, you're online.
Hey, it's me again. I got let go just a little bit early.
Okay, what's on your mind? Facts,
I'm the one that's talked about saying, how can we get these guys in jail, you know? Remember?
Mm-hmm. What was that? I'm sorry. The jail? The guys in jail, yeah.
In jail for not following the Constitution and following their oath of office.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's not good enough just to throw them out of office, wait for an election, because the replacement that comes in is just going to have no incentive to follow the Constitution again. So so we got to be able to do something to put the fear of God in them so that they follow the Constitution. Well, we formed a...
Well, Dennis, let me say this. You know, I've always had this this dream, if you will, that when we get an actual investigation into 9/11, that those that are found guilty of aiding and abetting the attacks or carrying them out would be imprisoned in the style of prison that they want us in. In other words, they would be under 24-hour CCTV camera surveillance in a maximum security prison. And I really feel it would be in the benefit of the people of the United States to have this be a 24-hour network where you could literally go through the channels and see Dick Cheney crying on the toilet after his conviction for being involved in 9/11. I think that these people need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and made examples of as well. Anything else, Dennis?
Awesome to see something like that, but there's something we can do on a local level. Okay, one of the members of our Tea Party down here searches law. He found a law that they're in violation of. It's under United States Code, Title 18, Subsection 1918. It's called Disloyalty and Asserting the Right to Strike Against the Government. Number one, advocates the overthrow of our constitutional form of government. Mm-hmm. It carries with it a one-year imprisonment or $1,000 fine or both.
Well, I'd love to see a small article written up about that one little subsection. Obviously, it's not the silver bullet, if you will, but it is another thing that we can point out to others that these people are not invincible, that we can put chinks in their armor. Appreciate the call, Dennis. Let's go to Rob in Canada. Rob, you're on the line.
Hey, Dennis. How's it going?
Good.
Great. Been a listener for about a year or two, a Prison Planet TV member.
Excellent.
And just distributing the Fall of the Republic DVD as much as I can.
Killer.
Now, since you're more into 9/11 of late than Alex is, I just have a curiosity about, I like Ministry, and I know they were taking down George Bush and getting into 9/11. I was wondering what your thoughts were about them.
Oh, they're awesome. They did that song called Lies, 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 where they actually sampled Loose Change Second Edition. They took Dylan's voice, and then they made it sound all deep like this. And they said, do you think jet fuel brought down the towers? And then they hit the They actually wanted us to direct a video, but through like slothfulness and laziness, we never got around to it. I was lucky enough to direct. Well, I didn't actually get to direct it, but I got to do graphics and consult on a video with a band called Fight Star. But I'm a big fan of Ministry, man. I thought that the cover for that album with George Bush with the Illuminati eye symbol on him and the devil hands up, I thought that was boss.
And I wish they had heard an interview or you had them on for a little bit, because I think they'd have a lot of good things to say, even today, even though they're not around.
Well, no, they're around. I think they just put out another album. I hear them every once in a while on Faction. On Sirius XM radio. I still think that they're alive and kicking and putting out new music. So I don't think that they've given up the game. I'd love to see what their next project is. There's a ton of great bands out there. Look at Head PE put out an album last year called New World Orphans. I may not agree with all of it, but it's like 28 tracks, a double album, and it's got a lot of great information in there. It's for the kids. I love to see artists step up to the plate. I'm a huge fan of Immortal Technique. I've met him a couple times. I think his music's great. I thought The Third World was an excellent album, a way to relate to the youth and get them involved and educated and really move them towards a more active role in society, a more participating role where they stand up for their individual human rights, where they actually have morals, because we've become so morally degraded in this society that we are satisfied with sitting around and watching American Idol and going to the movies and checking out our latest sports team and not giving a good goddamn what's happening on the floors of Congress and the Senate. 888-201-2244 is the number. I want to hit up a little bit more of a news blitz before we go back to your calls. Official. Geely to buy Volvo from Ford. Who is this Geely character? Well, he's a Chinaman, of course. This guy's from Europe, but they're bringing it to China. My bad. Zijing Geely Holding Group signed a binding deal Sunday to buy Ford Motor Company's Volvo Cars unit for $1.8 billion, representing a coup for the independent Chinese automaker, which is aiming to expand in Europe. So it is a Chinese automaker. I did read that correctly off the top. Yes, we bailed out the car companies so that China could take them over, so that they could move to places like Canada and Mexico and further empower the Securities and Prosperities Partnership Agreement, further empower CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, further empower NAFTA. Folks, it's all in front of your face. We gave these people billions of dollars only in turn to have these jobs leave America and go elsewhere. Peter Dale Scott says it dead spot on in my new film. Well, what do we export now in this country? Well, our main export is garbage. But aside from garbage, our military industrial complex loves to export weapons to other nations. That's how we stay afloat. That's what's really going on. Well, we have Barack Obama rallying the troops on his first trip to Afghanistan as president. It's a hero. He's keeping morale up. No, he's sitting around the table with intelligence officials and dictators. That's what he's doing. Meanwhile, he gives a speech that means nothing to people that are referred to by Barack Obama's bosses as cannon fodder, as chattel, as sheeple. Do you really think they respect you when you sign on the dotted line to join the armed forces? They're laughing. They're enjoying their commissions. These people have no disdainment for you. They don't send their kids to fight in wars that don't matter, that are for empire, that are based on lies. Folks, we shouldn't be in Afghanistan or Iraq, because guess what? 9/11 was an international intelligence operation with role players from Saudi Arabia. We didn't invade them. Pakistan, oh, we're only hitting them with drones on the borders, and we're not going after anybody that actually was involved in the attacks from Pakistan, because that would be their intelligence services. And the ISI was set up by British intelligence and revamped by the CIA in the late 70s and 80s. So we didn't attack Saudi Arabia. We didn't go after anybody in Pakistan that was involved. We didn't go after the Israeli operatives that were arrested that day. And we sure as hell didn't do a real internal investigation to see what Dick Cheney and the rest of the continuity of government, shadow government thugs were doing that day. That's the reality. That's the issue. That's the problem. That's the reason that our military is over in the Middle East right now conducting illegal wars. Reality's a bitch, ain't it, folks? U.S. troop deaths double in Afghanistan. Of course they're going to double in Afghanistan when you've sent 30,000 plus more troops in there and started a hot war. Restarted a hot war. Folks, we could have been in and out of there in months after the initial invasion in October of 2001, but that's not the plan. The plan is to take over the whole region. And Afghanistan wouldn't go down without a fight. They wouldn't roll over for the big oil companies. They got their warning in the summer before 9/11. They got their $40 million in blood money and said, hey, we can build this UNOCO pipeline and we can pave the streets with gold or we can pave them with bombs. And guess what they chose? We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWar.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Second hour of the Info Warrior. I want to remind everybody, if you missed any of the program, you can pick up the podcast following the program for free over at theinfowarrior.com or go check us out over at prisonplanet.tv where you can get the WMV and see it live streaming. That's right. We do a little TV show here as well. We're going to go back to your calls in just a moment. 888 888- 201-2244, but I want to hit this article up. U.S. troop deaths double in Afghanistan. The number of U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan has roughly doubled in the first 3 months of 2010. Again, that's going to happen when you double the amount of troops out there, when you double the amount of missions, when you start shooting people. Yes, people shoot back sometimes. They don't just lie down like in Nigeria when thugs say, sit down in front of dead bodies. We want to take your picture as they machine gun you to death. Where's your soul? Where's your sense of fight? I don't care if a guy has a machine gun and is telling me to sit down to get machine gunned to death. You're going to machine gun me standing up. I promise you that. Let's start it again. The number of U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan has roughly doubled in the first 3 months of 2010 compared to the same period last year, as Washington has added tens of thousands of additional soldiers to reverse the Taliban's momentum. Yes, the very same Taliban that is on a U.S. payroll, the very same Taliban that is being biometrically scanned over there. Yes, not just their thumbprints, but their iris scans and their DNA as well. They're beta testing a program that's coming to the United States in the Middle East under slaves they have under their control from force. It sickens me. All right, let's go back to the callers. Let's go to JJ in Texas. JJ, go ahead.
Hey, Jason, it's JJ again. I got cut off a little bit early. There was just one more on the lighter side of things that I just wanted to share with you real quickly. And it was a little victory that I had as an InfoWar because of y'all. My phone was being tapped, and it's real old school, so I could see the little tape recorder like going. And I got all intimidated and all scared, and it was taking out my SIM card and, you know, just all freaky. And then I just, you know, was listening to you guys, and I was like, you know what? If they want to listen to my boring, stupid conversation, I'm going to give them something to listen to. And I put you and Alex on, like, called in the listener line, put y'all on tape loop, and made them listen to you guys for 5 days. And they left me alone.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. The majority of us that are being surveilled go through systems like Carnivore and Echelon, and what they're doing is looking for keywords. But again, we live in an era where terabytes are nothing anymore. They store all the things that they track, trace, and database. And look up yourself. Eric Holder has had those lawsuits thrown out of court. What lawsuits are you referring to, Jason? Well, if you type in a thing called Hepting versus AT&T, I'll say it real slow so you can do it as I speak. Hepting versus AT&T, not you guys. My guys are trying to pull it up. I'm talking to the audience over here. I see my board guys going, I need to go get Hepting versus AT&T. You don't need to get Hepting versus AT&T. We will play Mark Klein, though. Bring up the Mark Klein clip. Mark Klein, one of the people in Hepting versus AT&T, 77-plus whistleblowers from all the major telecommunication companies saying that the National Security Agency magically had a secret room where everything was doubled into. That's right, they had a splitter line. And in that National Security secret room, they ran Norris Insight Systems so that every single individual message on the internet, on your cell phone, whether it's an email, whether it's an email or it's an IM or it's a phone conversation, is tracked, traced, and databased through Norris. I wish it wasn't true. I wish I didn't have to sit up here repeatedly week after week after week after week telling people about this as nothing is done, as it is ignored, as it is in the forgotten pages of recent history. So on the other side, I'm going to play this Mark Klein AT&T whistleblower clip from Olbermann. We've got a different clip in my upcoming film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. It covers it all. Get it right now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The New World Order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Segment, I'm going to play this Hepting versus AT&T clip, and it's Mark Klein with Olbermann. It's really a 6-minute breakdown of what's been going on for the better part of a decade publicly. And they'll use 9/11 as the excuse for everything, as the excuse for the Patriot Act, for Homeland Security, for the CIA spying on domestic citizens, and now saying, yes, we can assassinate people in this country, for saying that there's a thing called enemy belligerence. Enemy belligerence. Yes, you speak out against the government. They may just scoop you right up. No trial, no judge, no jury, just an executioner, just somebody that says, yes, you will live in this prison cell the rest of your life. I want to go over, it's big, it's back, it's the World Expo. China style. Yes, all the economies of the world are moving towards China. One child policies, guilty until proven innocent. Military merge with the police. Zigale! Let's be honest. Mao's no good. Hitler's no good. Stalin's no good. We shouldn't be worshiping China. We shouldn't have lit the Empire State Building up in the colors of Communist China this year for its 60th anniversary Mao takeover. That was a bad idea. Climate Copenhagen deal out of the Washington Post may be led with a new world order by U.S., China. These are the mainstream headlines out there. And now the World Expo, China style. What's more expensive than Beijing Olympics? Covers a vast territory and is forcing countries and international companies to splash out millions of dollars. It's China's latest publicity project. If China was serious about creating a legacy after the Beijing Olympics, it is outshining all of its past efforts for the Shanghai World Expo, spending $4.2 billion on the world's exhibition fair as a blowout extravaganza, again, moving the economy, the world economy, to China, forming organizations like BRIC with Brazil, Russia, Indonesia, and, of course, China, to further empower a new global currency that is not of the dollar standard. It's a special drawing rights unit that yet to have a physical currency, but is given out by the IMF. The dollar is dead, folks. It's beyond dead. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania, 888-201-2244. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up, Hermes? So, I think we are right for a tax revolt. And I was listening, I was watching the Tonight Show on Friday. And do you know the actor Craig T. Nelson?
Of course, and I know Craig T. Nelson has come out against taxes, and even on Hannity's show last year said, look, enough is enough. These people no longer represent us. I'm calling on all Americans to no longer pay their taxes, and he's not paying his.
Yeah. Where I work, I don't get W-2. I don't get withholding, and I don't even file my taxes, and I was already on the phone with the IRS people, and they're like, well, you know, the only thing is if, like, if we take money from you and you don't file, you're not going to get it back. So that's the thing. Is if it's that W-2, it's that withholding. If we can, like, stop that, then a lot more people would be more likely, because people want their refund. People, like, all the people I talk to about the taxes, they're like, yeah, but I want my money back. because they get withholding. So
and they don't realize that. They don't realize, Eric, that they've become so apathetic that they just hand that money over in the first place. If they don't like how the federal government is working, if they don't feel that they're being representative, no representation or no taxation without representation, they should step up to the plate. They shouldn't fill out a W-2, but you know you have to fill that out to work in 90% of the places out there. Appreciate the call. We're going to come back with Hefting versus AT&T. It's the Info Warrior.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Human beings are out there that are willing to step up to the plate and fight tyranny, to not cow down to fear, to not get into the fetal position and suck your thumbs and think that everything's going to be all right and there's a greater power out there. About a week ago, I was at a restaurant with Aaron Dykes, and you know, the waitress is sitting there trying to strike up conversation so that she gets a better tip, and she's asking us, oh, what are you doing? It was spring break time. And we were like all working, and we told her that we were documentary filmmakers. Oh, what kind of documentaries do you, political? And she had heard of Loose Change, and her father was a military guy. She was a military brat. And I started talking to her about it, and she only knew it from a negative light. One of her professors had talked about it and said it was nothing but propaganda and said that we were slick propagandists and liars. And when I started breaking things down for her and telling her facts, she said to me, well, I don't think that people could be that evil. And it's not that she doesn't think that people can be that evil. She doesn't think that Americans within our own government could be that evil because somebody killed 3,000 people. Think to yourself how much sense that makes. Oh, people can't be that evil. Oh, so if it was 19 Muslims from a cave, they're not people because they couldn't be that evil. See, we can't project reality on those who actually carry out the attacks. We have to put our false hopes on demons, on literal criminals. Now, I'm going to play this clip, which I've played many times over the last couple of years, to show you that Jason Burmes isn't telling you that everything you do on the internet and everything you do on the on your cell phone is being tracked and traced and databased. The mainstream media has admitted it time and time again on the back pages of newspapers and in the subsections of stories, and they refuse to make it a big story, to focus in on this tyranny. So let's hit the clip.
Building in Washington tomorrow, the Senate Judiciary Committee will consider whether to protect some of America's most powerful corporate executives from the legal consequences of having spied on the rest of us in this country. On our third story tonight, an AT&T whistleblower today told members of Congress much more than that is at stake with the secret crimes that took place at room 641A of AT&T's Folsom Street facility in San Francisco and potentially at others across the country. Specifically, retired 22-year AT&T technician Mark Klein says that despite Mr. Bush's claims, the U.S. government used AT&T's cooperation to spy not only on overseas communications, but to vacuum up virtually all of America's use of the internet for years. Email, Googling, web surfing, you name it. Thanks to AT&T's secure rooms like 641A in San Francisco. Cisco, accessible only to those cleared by the NSA. Klein obtaining AT&T schematics showing how the company used splitters to send secure room 641A a duplicate of every fiber optic signal routed through its facilities. And involved not just AT&T customers, but virtually every internet and telecommunications company, and virtually all email and web traffic in the country. Without a warrant, without any mechanism for separating domestic from overseas, without separating suspect from citizen. We welcome now former AT&T technician Mark Klein, whose documentation and claims are now part of a class action lawsuit against AT&T, one of 38 telecom spy lawsuits. AT&T so far declining to comment on the specifics of these allegations. Mr. Klein, great thanks for speaking out tonight.
Thanks for inviting me.
The Senate is considering granting the telecom executives immunity. You lobbied Congress today not to do so. How come?
Well, if they give them immunity, it would probably shut down the lawsuit that I'm a witness for, and then the American people won't find out what's really going on. And so that's why I'm here, to stop immunity. Congress should let the judicial process go forward.
Two-parter here. First, can you explain to those of us who can use the internet but would not be able to tell the difference between its physical form and, you know, a box full of guitar strings, exactly what happened in that secure room or secret room, 641A?
I don't know what goes on in the secret room because I didn't have security clearance. Mm-hmm. But I know what went on outside because my job, I worked in the internet room. My job was to connect circuits into the splitter device, which was hardwired to the secret room. And effectively, the splitter copied the entire data stream of those internet cables into the secret room. And we're talking about phone conversations, email, web browsing, everything that goes across the internet. And that device, the splitters, is a dumb device. It doesn't do any selection at all.
And the follow-up to that, as you mentioned, you didn't have the security, the NSA clearance. So give us an idea how you know all this, in addition, obviously, to your expertise as a technician.
Well, as a technician, I had the engineering wiring documents, which told me how the splitter was wired to the secret room. And so I had to know that in order to do my job. And so I know that the whatever went across those cables was copied, in the entire data stream was copied into the secret room. The splitter device has no selective capability, just copies everything. And we're talking about domestic traffic as well as international traffic. And that's what got me upset to begin with.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Mr. Klein, this huge distinction the White House made when all this was first revealed, what its defenders still say, oh, we're just intercepting international communications. No domestic communications were affected. and I'm taking, you don't buy that in the slightest.
No, I know that wasn't true. And that's what got me going in December 05 when the New York Times revealed this, and then the administration came back, the president himself and his various cabinet people trying to argue, and they still do, that it's just international communications. It just affects a handful of people who are making phone calls.
All right, let's pull the clip right now.
And I know the physical equipment.
Let's point some things out, okay? Publicly, we have now known about this since December of 2005. That is almost 4.5 years this information has been public. Have you heard about it? Has there been a special on 2020 or 60 Minutes about it? Is there a big deal? No. It is, again, to be forgotten, to be silenced, to be marginalized. Notice it was going on in the second Bush administration. It's probably going on in the first part of the second Bush administration, just revealed in 2005. And it continues with the Barack Obama administration, because it is just an extension of the same tyranny that we were under when the Bush crime syndicate was in office. George Bush was a puppet and not a very good one. He wasn't so slick. He didn't read off a teleprompter well, but he was still their puppet. And individuals like Paul Wolfowitz and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld were really running the country behind the scenes through their globalist masters. These guys are the policymakers. They're the ones that put together reports like the PNAC report in 2000, where they talked about how they needed to dominate the Middle East and create a Eurasian Union. All right, let's continue to go to your calls. Let's go to Scott in Washington. The call in line is 888-201-2244. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, a couple of things. One, I just wanted to mention, I doubt that CNN will ever air that piece with Alex Jones. I don't see how, because I heard the whole thing, how they could spin it to make themselves look good. But, that's just my take on that. Second thing I just wanted to mention was how Alex slapped the dookie out of Ed Schultz on Friday and exposed him for the liar that he is. You know, this is the same person that took basically $800,000 in seed money to get his radio show going, along with old Miss Randy Rhodes. She outs that out, but then she leaves out the fact that she took money as well, too. But, you know, that just goes to show that the lack of sincerity on these people's part. You know, you guys are down there doing your jobs, and you're not owned by anybody. But, you know, here's people on the other end that are bought and controlled and paid for.
Well, absolutely. People don't understand how independent we really are. Nobody tells me what to talk about on this program. I'm never told I can't go there. I am a very lucky and blessed individual that I can literally go through the mainstream news wires. That's what I do before the program, folks. I hit Reuters. I hit the Drudge Report. I go to MSNBC. I go to Fox News. I go to The Guardian, The Telegraph, The Times Online. As much as I can jam into the few hours before my show, I can pick out the stories that I want to discuss, and I don't have to worry about some corporate goon over my shoulder saying we're not allowed to talk about that, or if we do talk about it, we have to spin it this way. Does that hurt my paycheck at the end of the day? Probably. I don't have a $50 million contract to propagate lies like Glenn Beck does. I don't have a $10 million plus dollar contract to be on the radio like Sean Hannity does. I don't promote the establishment, whether it be from the right side or the left side, and neither do the people I work with here. We're out for the truth, and I truly do admire what Alex Jones has been able to do over the last 14 years of being on the air, working from his home into what is now a large news office. We are a real news service. We are being recognized more and more by the mainstream as a threat, as an enemy, because we focus on the truth. We're not beholden to Hearst Publications. We're not beholden to the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds out there. We don't have to promote that global warming is real and it's the man-made fault of all of us and our carbon footprints. So we should just cut our throats right now and stop driving SUVs and living in big homes, and we should stop being an industrial nation. Hell, we're not an industrial nation anymore. And like I said, the banks just took over the infrastructure of the small mom and pop shops. I have the article right here where they're like, oh, it was by accident. Whatever will we do with all these new assets? Well, we'll turn them around for a profit and sell them to bigger and larger corporations who will continue to consolidate their power and control over the American public. We're going to come back on the other side, and we are going to get into these raids that happened in Michigan that involved people from Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, this Christian militia group. We've got breaking news, official gun charges after FBI's raid in the Midwest. So let's see what they're doing and what the charges are after this.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks.
looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
Massive federal raid in Lenawee County. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security and the Joint Terrorism Task Force are all involved in raids around Adrian that may be connected to a rigid religious militia group. And we reported on this earlier. It is H-U-R-A-T-E-E, Harati. And apparently they're talking about the end times. Now, I want to know if they legally went in there. Apparently they are not releasing the warrants to the mainstream media. This is involving the Department of Homeland Security. So you have to wonder, are they going to accuse these people of being enemy belligerents? We've seen this geared up again from as far back as last year with the MIAC report, and really even before that. If you watched Road to Tyranny, for instance, you saw that in certain FBI training sessions, they were told that the founding fathers were actually terrorists. Yes, go check out Road to Tyranny for yourself. But this one's about an hour old, and now they're saying gun charges after raids in the Midwest. The FBI said Sunday that agents conducted weekend raids in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio and arrested at least three people. It was seven confirmed arrests earlier, and that's out of the Detroit News. But now I guess they're saying it's only three people. But you gotta ask yourself, if it's three people, an arrest took place in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, that means only one person was arrested from each place, and that does not seem to be plausible. Let's see. At least three people and a militia leader in Michigan said the target of at least one of the raids was a Christian militia group. Federal warrants were sealed. That's a huge key. Federal warrants were sealed. But a federal law enforcement official speaking on condition of anonymity said some of those arrested face gun charges and officials are pursuing other suspects. So you have to wonder if they went in there with the color of law. You have to wonder if they said national security, because they won't let you see the warrants. And when you can't see the warrants, there isn't really due process, is there? How do you have the right to face your accuser if you don't know what the warrant is based on? FBI spokeswoman Sandra Birchtold said that they had been activity in two southeast Michigan counties near the Ohio state line. She wouldn't say whether they were tied to the raids in other states. FBI spokesman Scott Wilson in Cleveland said agents arrested two people Saturday after raids in towns in Ohio. A third arrest was made in northeast Illinois on Sunday, a day after a raid that just took place over the border in northwest Indiana. George Ponce, 18, who works at a pizzeria next door to a home raided in Hammond, Indiana, said he and fellow co-workers stepped outside for a break Saturday night and saw a swarm of law enforcement. I heard a yell, "Get back inside," and saw a squad member pointing a rifle at us. See, you're not even allowed to witness what is going on as they break the law themselves, as they don't have due process, as everybody is not innocent until proven guilty. They don't like it when the public has a camera set on their operation. They don't like it when their illegal operations are exposed to the public in places like YouTube and elsewhere. So you're not allowed to be out there. Go inside. I heard, "Get back inside," and saw a squad member pointing a rifle at us. Yes, let's point a rifle at the people in the pizza place, the people working their jobs at $7 an hour. Yes, let's point a rifle at them because they might see us do something illegal. They told us the bomb squad was going in, sweeping the house, looking for bombs. But yet, the warrants are sealed and the officials are saying that there's just gun charges. Very interesting. He said another agent was in the bushes near the house and law enforcement vehicles were all over. He estimated that agents took more than two dozen guns from the house. Michael Lackamar, a spokesman for the Southeast Michigan volunteer militia said one of his team leaders got a frantic phone call Saturday evening from members of Hootery, a Christian militia group, who said their property in southwest Michigan was being raided by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the ATF, whose hands are filthy regarding the Oklahoma City bombing. Exposed in Invisible Empire, a New World Order defined, on presale right now over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to finish up this article and take your calls. 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burns.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government, a new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man comes.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, taking your calls. 888-201-2244. Let's continue with this article. It's out of the Associated Press. Official gun charges after FBI raids in the Midwest. And we have official raids now in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. And they're also saying Illinois. And what is interesting about this is that the federal warrants are sealed. We're not allowed to see why they went in. And when 18-year-old pizza workers step outside to have a cigarette break, they get rifles pointed at them and told to go inside as the bomb squad was there. So we know the ATF is also involved and that they are targeting a militia, a Christian militia group. Remember, they want to go after Christian conservatives. They want to demonize militias. If you believe in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, you're also to be demonized. You're also to be looked at. If you talk about a new world order in anything but a positive manner, you're also targeted in the MIAC report. If you hand out DVDs and videos like Zeitgeist, which has sections of Loose Change and, of course, Alex Jones's martial law in it, you're a possible terrorist or domestic threat. If you voted for Ron Paul or Chuck Baldwin, you may be a domestic terrorist. Bob Barr, you may be a domestic terrorist. If you have an American flag on your car, if you have a distress signal American flag, which is one that's flipped upside down, you're bad. If you have a don't tread on me flag or bumper sticker, you may be a domestic terrorist. It goes on and on and on and on. So we know they've been targeting people like this before. Again, 9 times out of 10, the groups are created by federal FBI informants who then try to invoke violence. It's not the other way around. We'll see how this one pans out. They said they were under attack by the ATF and wanted a place to hide, Lacamar said. My team leader said no thanks. The team leader was cooperating with the FBI on Sunday, Lacamar said. He said SMVM wasn't affiliated with Hootery, which states on its website to be prepared to defend all those who belong to Christ and save those who aren't. We believe that one day, as prophecy says, there will be an Antichrist, the group's website said. Jesus wanted us to be ready to defend ourselves using the sword and stay alive using equipment. An email sent to the group by the Associated Press wasn't returned Sunday. The phone numbers for the group's leadership were not immediately available. Birch told the FBI spokeswoman in Michigan said she couldn't confirm if the raids were connected to Hootery. It certainly looks like they're connected to Hootery, but who knows? Maybe they're not. Lacamar said none of the raids focused on his group. Lacamar said about 8 to 10 members of Hootery trained with SMVM twice in the past 3 years. SMVM holds monthly training sessions focusing on survival training and shooting practice, Lacamar said. In Michigan, police swarmed a rural wooded property around 7 p.m. Saturday outside of Adrian, about 70 miles southwest of Detroit. And they were still there Sunday evening. 15 to 20 officers were stationed in the area. So we will continue to report on this. Again, it is very odd that the warrants were sealed. If they actually had federal warrants that were real and these people had broken laws, they should be open to the public, to the media, so we can find out why they went in there. And now they're saying that there are just gun charges. We don't know what kind of guns they are. Remember, they lied about Waco, saying that the guns there were illegal. None of the guns there were illegal. At all, they butchered women and children trying to leave the compound after it had been firebombed by a tank. And as they tried to leave, as the women and children tried to scurry out the back, we have been, I wouldn't even call it a blessing, but a blessing maybe in disguise that these things leaked out. We have the actual infrared video of the warm bodies full of life trying to run and save themselves as they are fired upon with automatic weapons from a helicopter and gunned down. I hope you're real proud of yourself, FBI. I hope you're real proud of yourself, ATF. Because let me tell you, almost 20 years later, 17 years later now, it's still not cool that you killed women and children. It doesn't matter if they were part of a cult. They had the same rights as the rest of us, and they didn't deserve a death sentence just because you said so. That's not how this country works. That's not how it's supposed to work. All right, I am going to get to some other stories in just a moment, including cancer question complicates 9/11 deal. Remember, we just had that $575 million legal settlement with many of the first responders, but they don't want to pay that out. So there are going to be some backdoor deals to try to screw them yet again. These people have literally been fighting for almost a decade so they can get medical care, ensuring their life as their friends, their brothers, their sisters, their comrades have continuously died in their late 30s, in their early 40s, in their early 50s. Oh, but no, the dust full of barium and chromium and other toxins could have never done that to them. After all, the EPA admittedly lied and said the air was safe to breathe. Covered in loose change, final cut. Covered in 9/11 truth rising. All right, I want to play the first trailer for my latest film, my greatest film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. Pre-sales are up today. Ships out April 15th. Hits the web worldwide and prisonplanet.tv first. April 15th, tax day. Hit the clip.
Nazi forces seek to establish systems of government based on the regimentation of all human beings by a handful of individual rulers who seize power by force.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society.
And the hope that each of us has to build a new world order.
A new world order is coming into being. But it looks less and less like the world order that Mr. Kissinger had constructed in his own mind.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
What is the Bohemian Grove? Well, it's a kind of summer camp for the powerful.
Among its members, political figures like Gerald Ford, President Reagan, Vice President Bush, Richard Nixon is a Bohemian. Each year, guests like Henry Kissinger or Zbigniew Brzezinski address members on their areas of expertise.
To be a poster child for these people, because you have served on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, you started, helped start the Trilateral Commission, and you've been to the Bilderberger groups.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
I don't believe in this notion of some sort of secret societies controlling people. But, of course, in any political system, there are sort of over-the-table and under-the-table arrangements.
It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine.
By the military-industrial complex.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
We can find meaning and reward by serving some higher purpose than ourselves. A shining purpose, the illumination of 1,000 points of light.
No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
The quest for the new world order is in part a challenge to keep the dangers of disorder at bay.
We were interested today to hear that more than 100 law enforcement officials in Mexico are having microchips implanted in their arms. The chips allow a person to be scanned, sort of like a cereal box at the supermarket checkout.
I think the most important thing is for Barack Obama.
I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created.
I think the new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice.
Yes, these men and their hypnotized followers call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
Invisible Empire, April 15th. Pre-order your copy today and you can get all three of my latest films for $35. That's right, you get Invisible Empire, Fabled Enemies, and Loose Change Final Cut. We're going to go back to your calls in just a moment, but cancer question complicates 9/11 deal. Of all the illnesses people fear might be caused by toxic dust from the World Trade Center, nothing scares people like cancer. Hundreds of people are suing New York City over cancer diagnoses they received after working at Ground Zero. A judge last week rejected a $575 million legal settlement for thousands of sick 9/11 responders, in part because he thought it should contain more money for cancer victims. Yet statistics show that the cancer rates among those who worked in the Trade Center rubble are in line with rates among the general public. There's the propaganda. And we saw this propaganda right after they won their court case, saying that there were a lot of people who were faking their illnesses. Oh, yes, they're trying to take advantage of the system after the system took advantage of them, took their friends and family's lives, took their health away. Oh, yeah, they're the ones trying to take the system apart. Give me a God, it makes me sick. It makes me sick when billion-dollar corporations try to demonize the little guy, that they will literally laugh as you lay there dying. Swiss president calls for pedophile priest register. If you've been keeping up on the media in the UK, there are huge revelations in the kiddie sex rings that are promoted, propagated, and protected by the Catholic Church. And we know that this pedophile guilt goes beyond the Catholic Church into the elitist lives themselves. We cover some of that in Invisible Empire. We touch upon the Franklin scandal and, of course, the call boys in the White House, as well as Barney Frank in the late 80s running a male brothel out of his D.C. home. And the other half of that male brothel, which was being run by Stephen Gobey, his boyfriend at the time, that was also on his payroll, his boy toy. Oh, yeah, he was also running the pedophile ring out of a local middle school with the help of the principal. Oh, that was just the Washington Times, the Washington Post, the New York Times. You couldn't be telling the truth, Jason. I wish I had time to cover it all. But I think this is a great thing. The Swiss president, Doris Luthard, called on Sunday for a central register for pedophile priests. Yes, they should be registered and they should no longer be able to practice the word of the Lord, the word of God, and take advantage of small children, whether they be small boys or girls. All right, let's get to some calls. Anthony in Michigan. Anthony, you're on the line.
Hello. I was just wanting a little bit of help on my senses. I thought I heard Alex say you're supposed to fill in two things, but I, you know, as best I could tell from the Constitution, I think I'm only supposed to fill in the one thing, number of people.
Well, I don't even think you have to finish that. I think it's all color of law, and they send you a letter asking you to fill out the census, but it is not required of you. I could be wrong. Anthony, go look into it a little more yourself. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. Excuse me. Look into it yourself, and I'll possibly look over the week and see what I can find out, because I'm getting more and more of these census questions, and I've got to admit, I am somewhat ignorant on what is truly required of us. But in the truest of senses, we're not required to fill that out by the Constitution and Bill of Rights, so why should we do so? Why should we make it easier for the government to find out how many people are in our homes, how many firearms there are, how many rooms we have in the house, making it that much easier to put us in their cashless society control grid system. Let's go to Lauren in Minnesota. Lauren, you're on the line.
Jason, hi. I missed part of this show, but I'm listening here now, Prison Planet TV member.
Mm-hmm.
To the previous caller, there's a great article reference on Lou Rockwell, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3.
Mm-hmm.
Can print that out. You only have to answer the one question. Also, Michelle Bachmann has publicly stated that she's not going to answer anything else. Let me catch my breath here. Just got in. A great idea. One of the callers had mentioned false flag flu in the past. They
yes.
have a link with mini flyers. You can print that out and get 10 per sheet and mm-hmm. add your own thing on there at InfoWars or your own website or Prison Planet. Cut them out. Carry them around with you. Tape them everywhere. Go on bike rides. Go for a walk. Put them up everywhere.
I'm with you, Lauren. Those are great ideas, my friend. You're breaking up. I got to let you go. I got to move on. Let's go to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, I'll be really quick. I got maybe 30 seconds. I got one question for you, and mm-hmm. I got to share a news article with you.
Okay.
And then I want to talk about a personal story real quick. My personal
right.
story is everybody in my house is currently unemployed. I'm a school teacher that just got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
My dad cannot find any job, any work in the construction industry. And my mom, she got laid off last year. She used to be a part-time janitor.
Mm-hmm.
There is literally nobody in my house now in New Jersey who has a job. We are all looking. We are about 2 months behind on our mortgage, and it is just, we are feeling the economy, and it is, you guys have been right on, and we're getting desperate over here. My news story from AOL News. Your new Facebook friend may be federal agent. And then the news story on AOL News goes on to say that your new Facebook friend may be a federal agent. And then the federal agent, they show this white guy in a collar, on a suit and tie, and he's his profile is of a black guy who looks like he's in a gang. And they infiltrate Facebook friends pages and gather information on
Well, let me say this. This is something that I've, covered actually, over a year ago. About 3 years ago, I saw on G4 TV. It's one of those things that the younger guys are into. It's all into the video games where they were admitting that the FBI had infiltrated MySpace and had many phonies on there as well, recruiting what you did. Earlier in the year, and I believe it was in New Jersey, there was a high school prom, and they had a local police officer get on, friend one of the kids, find out where the after prom party was going to be, and they busted that party. So this is actually nothing new. Be very careful what you put on your social networking if you don't want the world to know about it, because the FBI and the CIA are actively on social networks like Facebook, like MySpace, and many other places as well. I appreciate the call, Chris. I'm very sorry about the hard times, but we do need to expose that it is families that have worked all their lives that can no longer find work. Chris bought into the system, went to college, became a teacher, and now there's no jobs for him because temps are the new permanent jobs. That's right, temps are the new permanent jobs. And we read that headline out of Newsweek over a month ago. They're laughing and basking in the fact that you're not going to be able to have a career unless you suckle at the teat of big government. We'll be back after this final segment. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
If you missed any of the program, you go to the InfoWarrior.com afterwards. There's a little button that says podcast. You click on that, and it is for free. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, $5.95 a month, and you can watch this streaming live via video at PrisonPlanet.tv, or get the high-quality MP3s and all of my films and all of Alex Jones's films over at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, before I go to my last and final caller, I want to do a little overview of what we talked about today. We discussed Alex Jones being interviewed by CNN. We played about 10 minutes of that clip. I went on behind the scenes and did not air on the program. Stories over at InfoWars and Prison Planet. We covered the raids of the militia members out in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana, as well as, it looks like, Illinois. Again, the federal warrants are sealed, so there is something dangerous going on there. If they had a right to go in there, we would be able to see the warrants. They wouldn't have just come out with gun charges. So it'll be interesting how this is thrown around in the media over the next week, and militias, Christians, conservatives are once again demonized by the mainstream mainline media. All right, let's go to our final caller, Richie in New York. Richie, you're on the line.
Jason, how are you doing?
Good, good.
You know what? I have been trying to wake people up for 25 years, and what I've learned is that if you make one little mistake, you turn people off to the whole issue. And when I heard your trailer for your new movie, you had kept quoting the Kennedy conspiracy speech. Now, in that speech, I don't know if you've ever listened to it, but he is speaking to the press club talking about communism.
Hold on, Richie. That's not true. I hear that argument all the time. He is clearly not talking about communism, and he is talking to the press club. And not only have I listened to the entire MP3 in its entirety, he's not talking about communism. He's talking about the military-industrial complex, really, after Eisenhower talked about it. And he wouldn't have talked about secret societies if he was talking about communism. Now, was communism a threat at that point? Did McCarthy falsely identify the elite's takeover as a communist conspiracy and go off the deep end? Yes, but I did not misquote Kennedy at all. In fact, he goes into it, and even in there, there's a little bit about things that the press should not report, but overall, he's advocating freedom of speech and light to be shined on these dark entities. It is not about communism. I've seen the debunkers talk about how this is about communism. Nowhere in it is that speech about communism. Right then, in the public eye, communism seemed to be the threat. But at the same time, his inner establishment, his inner working people were actually working against him with the military-industrial complex. They were part of these societies, part of this darkness. Again, when he said, do you really think that they wouldn't have shined light on communism in the papers? It says in there that they don't put these things in the headlines. I have to disagree with you 110% on that, Richie. And I've heard that argument, not talking about communism. What else did we talk about today? We talked about WikiLeaks and their big editorial, U.S. must stop spying on WikiLeaks, and this is ever important, with WikiLeaks actually releasing the internal CIA documents, which says that we need to play off the apathy of the people in France and Germany to continue the wars in the Middle East with their support. And the same thing goes on in the United States of America. You put in a new face in the White House, and they can send more troops into the Middle East. They could have promised you that they were going to get out of Iraq and Afghanistan, and then the actual plan they put forward is 50,000 non-combat troops in Iraq by the end of 2011, just the beginning of the next presidential election year. And you can bet your little bippy that we're staying in both those nations before and after the Barack Obama administration. I'm Jason Burmis. This was the Info Warrior. Thank you so much for listening. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.